Salut. Facing or keeps coming off. It's fiddly. Oh, another one. Very nice. Okay. Clip them back to you, but yeah. Oh. It's an elephant. My gosh, I'm never going to be able to draw that well. Does it? Mm. Have no idea what my favorite animal is. Oh. A what? All right. Oh, cool. No. Great. Me? Okay. Not quite sure how this is gonna work. Cool. Well, I'll try my best to draw. Can I just draw the face? Which also has what? A big fat body and feet and a long tail. Why? Because cuddly, and usually cats are very friendly, usually, and they're healing as well, they heal, and they can feel when a human's got problems, so that's why I like cats. There we are. It's me. Do 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 do. Aww. Like range internationally sold. Alright, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're, I mean, before we close the meeting, we're supposed to come up with some ideas for.
Oh, so we're actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a TV remote control. Wow. A new remote control for TV. What would I like? Medium. $12.50 each. Guess. Couldn't we have like one that comes out? Like, so you have one in like, it doesn't have to be really thick. I mean, remote controls can be thin bits, and then you have one for your DVD and you sort of slide it out, and then you have another one and you slide it out. So you have slides, and then it all comes compact into one. So it's not, you're actually just putting three or four different remotes together, but making them thinner and, into one, basically. So you just flip them out. That would be cool. I was thinking that, like a thought. Okay. So it's But what'll make it interesting for people to buy though? I
Well,
mean,
they can
if it's just like.
sell it to disabled people or sell people that don't see very well or big buttons for touchy buttons for.
Sort of find a niche for, market it to a certain
Yeah.
kind of certain
Or just
certain
one that
demographic.
looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I
Could
think
be
you're
really
right.
light.
Yeah, rather than focus on.
Otherwise, we'd be here all day talking about like. I think
Yeah,
we
because at
should.
the end of the day, if it says just Tahini remote, it doesn't say combination
Yeah.
or.
I mean, obviously, everyone, we're, it sounds like we're all a bit sort of gadget heads and we like things that do everything. But.
Yeah, like spinning out from other remotes.
Yeah.
Having all the nested remotes inside.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I'd like one that makes tea as well, but.
I think a flip-up thing, because you always have this problem of, like, if it's on this, well, I did anyway, like, we had five or six remotes, and they'd be lying on the couch, and you'd come and sit down, and, oh, the television switched on, or something. So maybe something that, like, does have a lid, or closes so you don't accidentally press a button, or record button for something.
Functional it like you have on your telephone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But make it like really snazzy and cool that people would want it, so make it, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be sellable.
Yeah, that's true what you're saying. I mean, it doesn't have to have a flip function, it can just have a lock function.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not usable when you don't want it to be usable.
Yeah. And even for kids as well, it's safer for them, I guess, like they don't flick onto channels they're not allowed to flick onto. What does ID, VID, and ME stand for?
Industrial designer.
Oh, okay.
Which is.
Oh, these are requirement specifications. And I'm marketing.
Yeah, there you go. So that's user interface designer. That's user. You're going to be the one that's working out what buttons we need. Industrial design, you're the one who, you're going to be working out what kind of box it goes in, I guess, or where is it, what goes into the box somehow. And Mark?
The user requirement specification. So what the user requires
Yeah,
in a remote.
right.
I guess that's what it says.
You two are going to have to, I think, step up, working together. You're the one that's going to go and find out, do the research, see what people want in a remote, what buttons are used more often, and stuff like that. Oh, we've been warned to finish the meeting now. Okay, everyone, well done. Good meeting.
So, do we take these off?